Alex, I had you on the trend about a year ago, shortly after your wedding, and things have changed in a year or so. We're looking at about a week after RFRA passed. It's been, of course, Penn's had it amended, but I wanted to know personally, what sorts of things have you been experiencing emotionally or in terms of looking at how this represents your hometown, if at all?
Well, you know, a lot has changed in that period of time. You know, we went from not being able to get married in Indiana to boom, it's here. And we experienced a lot of joy with that. And, you know, we fought back that marriage amendment ban. And then this RFRA comes out of nowhere, basically, to most people. It's been a horrible black eye for the state. It hasn't been as upsetting as I thought because I've seen something I've not seen in a generation, I think. I've seen average Hoosiers just angry, palpable sense of anger that this has happened in their state, that this is how their state has been represented, when it's really not who we truly are. You know, looking back at the wedding, you know, we made a few phone calls to find out if any of our vendors had changed, and we're heartened to find out they hadn't.
So you actually recently called your
the cake baker.
Really?
We did call our baker. I just had to know. And they said, yeah, great. They said, you know, they did say they hadn't done another wedding like ours, but they said they'd be happy to anytime. So, you know, and I don't know why, you know, the baker, you know, is the one that's been the symbolic issue, and that's the one I called.
Why was it a symbolic issue?
Well, you know, because all the lawsuits have been over bakeries.
Right.
For some reason, you know. But, you know, I've been, you know, pleased by the response. You know, we've had several protests, peaceful, fruitful protests in Evansville. You know, you've seen websites pop up like Map Evansville that show where your money is welcome. You know, in 1942, Branch Rickey caught all kinds of flack from his staff when he was bringing Jackie Robinson in, and he turned to him and said, black dollars, white dollars, there's no color. It's all green. Money spins. And the same works with my people, you know, with gay people. Mm. And, you know, those websites have been a big help. You've seen a few other ones that'll point out where money isn't welcome. You know, I'm still amazed that a pizza shop in Indiana raised $1 million just by hating people.
Well, when I saw that story, you know, I'm not expressing my views by any means, but what surprised me about that story is that one person in the midst of all of this backlash would be willing enough to expose themselves to that kind of, I mean, frankly, violence. People were very, very extreme in response.
You know, that's one of the things we have joked about. You know, not only has there been this sense of palpable anger and desire to get involved, you know, we've seen voter reg surge, but, you know, we hadn't seen anyone have the guts to put themselves out there publicly until these people. And I think that would just, out of own self-preservation, you wouldn't put yourself out there. I don't think I'd have the courage to just wave the bloody shirt in front of the people in this state right now. Hmm. I mean, you know, there's just two kinds of dumb, and that's both.
Well, Alex, you personally, here in Evansville, have you experienced any challenges doing business with local companies or even people representing companies just because of the fact that you are gay?
Not that I know of. Because of this bill and because of some companies that have supported elected officials, I've changed where I've banked. I've, you know, made some changes into some other things. I've educated myself a little bit better about where my state representatives work, who hires them, and who pays their campaign budgets. In my business, I'm already aware, but I've made myself more aware to see, you know, where I'm going to be hated and where I'm not to an extent. But no, we've never really noticed anything, you know, in your face, anything overt.
Hmm. Well, how much, or if at all, do you think RFRA, the original version without the amendment, that whole legislation, how much of that do you think reflects our community?
I don't. I think the legislation as originally written was a payback to the Democrats, the liberals, the gay rights movement for the loss they took on marriage last year. I also think it was an attempt for Governor Pence to make his bones with the conservative movement, and he's taken flak for that because of his enhancement of Medicare. I don't think it's reflective of our community, you know, and those voices in our community that are usually at the forefront of this have been amazingly quiet right now. I think maybe they either are trying to preserve themselves or they've realized, you know, you just cannot stand in the door of the school for so many years and get away with it.
Well, Alex, I appreciate you coming back to the studio. And
it's always a pleasure to be on my favorite show that I listen to every
Thanks
week.
For talking with us.